104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go, and it is Thursday, so that means it's time for Coffee with Kane.
Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Well, we do have action happening today.
You're listening to Coffee with Kane, fueled by Scooter's Coffee in Farmington.
But we're waiting on a phone call because Jefferson White of the Yellowstone. Yeah. He actually plays Jimmy on the show. And he is going to be chatting with us about his new movie that is streaming now called Drink and Be Merry. So I'm just waiting on that phone call. But I thought I would play a little clip from the Yellowstone. He started out as kind of a two-time loser at the ranch and then went on to go spend some time in Texas on a much bigger ranch and learned how to be a cowboy. But this is how the character of Jimmy first started out on Yellowstone. You'll hear Jefferson White here getting excited because he managed to stay on.
That was incredible!
Yeehaw! We finally found something you can do well, Jimmy. You'll be up to your neck in buckle bunnies in no time.
Wait, what's a buckle bunny?
You'll be finding out soon enough.
That was the first time we ever saw Jimmy succeeding at anything. So hopefully we'll get to chat a little bit with Jefferson White about Yellowstone and his new movie that's streaming now called Drink and Be Merry. So we're just waiting on the phone to ring. Okay, here we go. B104, this is Audra.
Hey, Audra, it's Michael. I have Jefferson White for you. Drink and be merry.
Awesome, thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Audra. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm excited to get to talk to you. I know people probably tell you this all the time. Big fan of your work. Absolutely loved you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Oh, listen, I'm from Texas. So watching you, yes, yeah. Originally, I'm from Texas. I'm in Missouri, but I loved watching your transition as your character. And let me back up just a little bit. Jefferson White of Yellowstone fame, and then now a new movie, Drink and Be Merry, that is streaming now. And Jefferson, what has the Yellowstone experience done for you? Because I think it put you to the forefront of our minds.
Oh, it changed my life in so many ways. Yeah, it really was the best job I've ever had. And it was really, really transformative for me personally and professionally. You know, it taught me so many lessons. And we did it for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, so over the course of doing Yellowstone, I feel like I went from being a young actor to being an actor. You know, it really like getting to do a job like that for 7 years, you can't help but be changed by it, you know. So I just feel very, very lucky to have been a part of it. And it kind of set the groundwork for everything I'm doing now.
Well, and it also introduced you to your wife, right?
It didn't introduce me to my wife. I met my wife doing a Shakespeare festival in Door County, Wisconsin in 2012. But my wife appeared on the show in season 4. This is great, great research on your part. She appeared on the show in season 4 as an assistant. Assistant to the judge. So she had a great little moment with Costner on the show. Yeah, so it certainly brought me and my wife closer because it also doing the show meant that we could afford to move in together, and we got married while I was doing the show. So it certainly helped.
You guys were together a while then. That's exciting. She's beautiful, by the way, and congratulations. You guys got married a little over two years ago. So I
feel exactly the same way. Yeah, the two luckiest things in my entire life are first and foremost meeting and marrying my beautiful wife, and second, doing Yellowstone. So those are kind of the two luckiest breaks I've ever had.
You mentioned the Shakespeare Festival. Okay, so learning the lines for a character like Jimmy or your character Chet in Drink and Be Merry that you're out promoting now, probably not as hard as the Shakespearean lines that you were participating in.
That's right. Yeah, most of Jimmy's lines were about four words long. They were like, ouch. So that was much easier. Ouch, my freaking knee. Yeah. Was like most of what Jimmy said. So that's a little easier than Shakespeare. Yeah. But I think that Taylor Sheridan, like unironically, he's an incredible writer. He's a sort of, to me, a bit of a Shakespeare of our modern age, especially when it comes to how prolific he is and this amazing sort of body of work he's building. But in Shakespeare, there's also characters that are like a guard mm-hmm. who has one line and says, sir, a message. You know, that's kind of what so Shakespeare also had his supporting characters.
Listen, you didn't go into these long diatribes of lines for Jimmy in Yellowstone, but your character was very impactful in the storyline. And I always got excited when they brought you back in because I knew something big was going to happen, something different, something that would...
Yeah, when you say impactful, you mean impacted. I impacted the ground. The horse impacted me. I got impacted in the face. Definitely impactful.
And I hope that you had a good stunt double for that role.
Incredible stunt doubles. Many different stunt doubles. The main one was a guy named Bobby Roberts, an incredible real-life rodeo cowboy. So he would do all the bucking. But it took a real team of experts. Jimmy got hurt so much that it took a real team of experts to bring it all together.
Yeah. And listen, you guys got to be you in particular, because did you film in Palo Pinto County? Is that it? Is that right? Is that the word I'm looking for? Outside of Weatherford, like you were in.
Yeah, we were all over down there. We a number of different locations around West Texas down there. So at the Four Sixes itself, which is a real cattle ranch. And then around Weatherford and Guthrie, a number of different filming locations around West Texas.
Yeah, so cool. That's so funny because we're good friends. My husband and I are good friends with a cowboy who lives outside of Weatherford in Millsap. And so it's kind of cool to get to see the countryside out there. But there are also some really, real life experiences. And I think that I'll shift you to Drink and Be Merry, because I want to talk about this bartender that you play in the movie Drink and Be Merry. His name is Chet. And I feel like the trailer for the film is a little deceiving. I think that it seems like really sad, but I feel like there's some depth to that role for you that maybe is like kind of an opposite of Jimmy from Yellowstone.
Yeah, I think it contains multitudes, you know, just like the holidays. I think for a lot of people, the holidays are both a happy time. Christmas is both a happy time, and there's a kind of wistful melancholy. There's a nostalgia. There's sort of longing for what it felt like when you were a kid. You know, you sort of think, I, around the holidays, always get a little blue. And I think about that magical feeling of being a kid and how that's, it's not coming back.
Right.
You know? So I think that for this character, Chet, he's experiencing all that depth of feeling. It's a little sad. It's a little happy. He's kind of trying, as I certainly do around the holidays, he's really trying to rise to the occasion and conjure some celebration. But he's also getting kind of pulled back by the weight of that sadness.
Well, and it had a really cool set as well. The Ale and Witch that you guys filmed at.
Oh, my God. Incredible. Yeah, you could never fake it. It's like the mountains in Montana, right? You could never fake it.
Yes.
You have to go out there. The Ale and Witch is the dive bar equivalent of that. So this place is 50 years old. It's an amazing, like, you can't really build a set like that. You can't, like, you can't fake 50 years of history.
50,
so that was such a sweet experience.
50 years of cigarette smoke and sticky floors and, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It literally seeps into the walls. And it was really a special thing to work there. The owner was so cool to us, so accommodating to us. A lot of our crew went to Rutgers, the university in New Brunswick there. So a lot of them had gone to that bar when they were in school. So it was a really sort of special homecoming for a lot of the folks on our crew and our director, Adam Volderich.
That's so awesome. You have, when you complimented me on my research, number one, thank you, because I pride myself on finding out as much as I can about the person that I'm talking to. And I looked into some of the roles that you've done, and these are all big. Some of these are big shows. You know, you've had guest appearances on shows that I absolutely adore, Blue Bloods and Law and Order SVU and How to Get Away with Murder. And there are parts of your career that you must think to yourself now, how did I get this lucky?
Oh, it's an incredible, it's been a really amazing journey. And it's funny because I still feel like I'm just getting started. You know, I don't know if you feel this way, but I really feel as though I'm so, so grateful for what I've had the chance to do. And I also really feel like my best work is ahead of me. But you do kind of pinch yourself sometimes. I kind of wish back I could go back and do those jobs again. You know, I've worked with incredible actors, working with Viola Davis on How to Get Away with Murder. I wish I could go back and do it now that I'm a little older and a little wiser. I think when I was younger, you don't have, you know, you have gratitude for the experience, but that gratitude sort of grows over time and you go, wow, that really was amazing. I wish I could go back and experience that again.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great gifts of Yellowstone is we got to do it for 7 years. So, after we're done with the first season, I go, wow, that was so amazing. I wish I had one more chance to work with Kevin Costner. And then, okay, great, amazing. We get to do it again. We get to run it back and do a second season. So, yeah, I feel very, very lucky. The actors really that I've been able to learn from. So much learning as an actor comes from being on the job. You can only really learn in those circumstances. It's like playing a sport or something. You only really learn in game time what that pressure is like. So those are all incredible lessons, too, those jobs that I've had the chance to do.
Well, thank you so much, Jefferson White. Looking forward to watching Drink and Be Merry. I appreciate you chatting with us here on Morning Go. Enjoy the rest of your holidays and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you, Audra. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I say it every time. What a joy to talk to him. And we are so fortunate that we get to talk to so many celebrities, but what a pleasure. What a nice gentleman. Jefferson White, you have seen him as Jimmy on Yellowstone. Now his show, or his movie, I should say, Drink and Be Merry, is available on multiple streaming platforms. So go check it out. This has been Coffee with Kane. And you know that Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.